and with your next question, or, you know, with this one. And
Michael,
also, I'm going to ask you to let, hold on, Teresa, yeah. Teresa, please. I'm in the middle of a sentence. Please let Michael finish his answers before you break in, okay?
Now, Michael, feel free.
I was just going to say, feel free to call me anytime and we can talk
okay,
about it.
Sure. Okay. Just to reiterate, I've worked with a number of different programmers and programmer groups about this. We have had programmers do off-air fundraising events in the time between fund drives. That's not only the Spanish language programmers, but one of our morning drive time. We also sometimes host a poetry show, did a poetry benefit. And so on and so forth. So, yes, the brief answer to your question is yes. I am trying to get, firmer commitments from everybody prior to August, and we're pursuing it with everyone. There's been a cultural change, as I said, since I came on, where all the programmers are expected to raise money during the fund drive by their own efforts. And that is taking hold unevenly. So we'll work on getting it, raising up the ones that have not raised anything. There are some music programmers, for example, that are dynamite fundraisers, and some that have no income at all. So, there are some public affairs programmers that are dynamite. And, Roy of Hollywood is a big fundraiser and passed away. But we did raise $3,500. With something happening in the world, trend world, which is comparable to what we got from, I'm sorry, there's a lot of static on the line. It was comparable.
I know, I agree.
But everyone who's not speaking, please mute. Everyone who's not speaking, please mute.
So after Roy's death, we have continued to raise funds, as I say, with something happening comparable to what we were getting from Tom Hartman or Democracy Now! Or some other programs. So, we're working on it. That's all I can tell you. And, yes, I will be meeting more individually with Marlena and individual programmers and definitely income raising on off-air and during and after fundraise is on the list of topics we're talking about.
Teresa, are you finished?
I just wanted to say thank you, Michael. The thing that I picked up on is that you were asking them to set a goal for their program, and I thought it might be advantageous for you to have them set a goal of something to raise before the pledge drive.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I'm just saying that it takes people 2 weeks to process the fact that we just finished one, and then 2 weeks after that we're in another one. Just picture that reality is all I'm saying to you. So
I understand.
There's not a lot of time between fund drives to do what you're talking about. It's been a problem, and I would love to reduce the number of fund drives and, the frequency and the duration, and it's not in the cards yet, but we're working towards that.
Let me ask one other question, if you don't mind, James.
No, Teresa. Okay, make it quick, please. We need to get to Kim.
Have you noticed any significant increase in the fundraising ability of your development director since
we have
this
no
crunch?
Development director. Let me read it again. There is no paid management at KPFK. There is no development director. There is no program director, except that I asked someone to do it on a volunteer basis, and she agreed. There is no business manager. There is no volunteer coordinator. There is no operations manager. We are operating on volunteers for all of our programming now. There are no longer any paid programmers. So I guess you don't have a full picture of what's happening, but there is no development director here. There's me. There is no operations manager. There's me. There is no business manager.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
I'm going to ask again for everyone to please mute if you're not speaking. And I want to move on now to let Kim make her presentation. And Michael, you're certainly welcome to say, I hope you do. But I want to just take a moment to say thank you very much for all the work that you're doing. You just mentioned three or four jobs that you're doing. And I know that there's five or six more that you're doing that used to be filled by other people, and they're not anymore, and you're doing, a fantastic amount of work. And, sometimes the results are good, sometimes they're uneven, but no one can say you're not really putting in a full volunteer effort that should be certainly celebrated. So hoping that you'll stay with us, Michael, I want to move now to Kim's report. And just let me say quickly that Kim is another unsung hero at KPFK. She has, I think, basically written this budget. She wrote it some time ago. We didn't approve it. It was now she's added actuals to it for part of this year. But Kim has kept a very close eye on the finances at KPFK for a long time. And now she's the treasurer, and she basically put this budget together, is my understanding. And, that's something that normally a paid person would be doing. So, again, thank you, Kim. And, Kim, I don't know if you have a presentation, but the idea was to let Michael give the overview and let you dig into some of the line items a little deeper.
I've said everything I need to say, other than I asked for this updated budget 6 months ago, but there was no treasurer for 6 months. So that's why you have it now and didn't have it 6 months ago. But if people have questions, I'll answer them. I think everything's been said that you can say about this.
Come out of the stack.
Okay, I'm going to take a stack. Kamau, I'm going to put myself on for a very quick question. Then Kamau, anyone else?
McFadden.
Anyone else for now? I'm hearing something, but I don't know what it is. Anyone else for the stack? Okay. Please mute if you're not speaking. Kim, I want to ask you a very quick question, and I'm on my phone right now, so I can't see the actual spreadsheet, but in March of this year, the budget for the phones seemed to go up like by a factor of four, multiplied by four. It was like, 1,000 and change, and then all of a sudden it was 4,000 and change in March. Do we have any idea what that is? Was that a fund drive related?
I can speak to that. We had to replace the entire phone system in two branches because of the previous phone system destroyed our internet, screwed up the PRA and us, and had to be replaced. So that reflected having to take out 29 phones and replace them with about 18 phones. We had to pay for the phones. We had to pay for the setup.
It's a one-time expense. Yeah, I'm familiar with that story. I just didn't connect it to the time when that increase appeared. That makes perfect sense to me.
That was the second round.
Yeah. Kim, did you want to say anything about that?
No.
Okay, all good. So let's go to Kamau.
Thanks, James. Kim, in producing this budget, how were you able to gain comfort in and around the activities in each of these line items? Did you just make the assumption that what the label on the account was actually the cost running through there, or what were you able to do to kind of gain some comfort to be able to understand what was currently happening and then also to project out the remaining 6 months?
Well, Kamau, I've been looking at this stuff for over a decade, including the general ledgers over the years. So I'm very familiar with all these line items and, what's in them and what's not in them. And one area of comfort that I have is that I know that pretty much every unnecessary expense has just been cut to the bone. So I don't have to, I'm pretty confident with, more or less, within a reason about, reasonable amount that what's in here is what's in here. And, I look at the actuals, I look at previous years and all that. So I mean, you know, they're just not, there's just nothing to guess about, you know. I mean, there's nothing extra in here. Utilities are utilities. The rent, the tower rent is the tower rent. The website expenses is what it is. I mean, you know, whatever maintenance we had in the first 6 months, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm assuming that most of the expenses got up to the national office. There could be some surprises. For the next 6 months, I put in $20,000. Because that was the best estimate I could get from anyone as to the immediate needs that we have for our tower. And that's just like, you know, buying some bubble gum and a roll of duct tape. You know, like Michael said, we really need to replace that transmitter. And we are at the point where we were when we last had to replace our transmitter in 2011, where I was the treasurer, and I was well into this then. And we were, you know, just pouring money into, you know, a lot of bubble gum to hold that thing together before it finally became apparent that the thing was dying. So that's a big worry for some of us. But I don't know. I mean, are there any particular expenses you know, that look weird? They're all pretty low, especially compared to what it used to be.
No, I actually was just trying to, because I appreciate your effort, and it's one of the things, again, a lot of my questions, I apologize, a little bit of selfish reasons, just because I'm dealing with trying to you know, handle some things down at WPFW. So in gaining some comfort around the numbers, you mentioned general ledger. That's not something really we have access to. And so when I see things fluctuate, things go up and down, I assume that what the label is what's happening there, but I don't really get comfort around it. So I'm just kind of asking you how you were able to develop some comfort to actually project the numbers. That was all, really.
Yeah, and let me
no indictment of your financials at all.
Right. Let me say that I did the work. I mean, I just put this stuff together because I've done it basically for the last three or four budgets. The previous budgets, you know, we had NEDA, and, you know, we'd do it together, but basically I'm just doing the busy work of putting these numbers in. I mean, these aren't exact, you know, a lot of this is averages. Like Michael said, you know, I just have the same amount May, June, July, August, and September, an average. But when you look at, you know, October through March, you can see that it does fluctuate. And so, but an average is that average. But each, you know, 1 month is going to have less of a deficit, and then the next month is going to have more of a deficit. But I can't work that out. I don't have, you know, either the time or the skills to do that. So this is, you know, kind of down and dirty budget, you know, in terms of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great. No, I appreciate
Teresa
the answer.
For the staff.
Thank you.
And let me just say, mm-hmm. So I put these numbers together in a spreadsheet, and there was a meeting between me and Michael and the ED and the national business officer. You know, they all had my numbers. The ED had her numbers. You know, we all looked at them, and I just did, you know, the busy work because other people are more busy than I am. But these aren't, like, I didn't make this stuff up. You know, it got approval by everybody looking at it.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yep. No, understood. Thank you.
That it come out?
Yes. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. I'm going to note that we are past due time on this item. We were set it for 60 minutes, and then we've been at a little bit longer than that. I want to remind everybody that we have to make a decision as to whether we're going to recommend this budget to the PMD. And I want to hear from the executive director before we do that. And we have McFadden and Teresa on the stack. So I'm going to ask maybe for a 10-minute extension and just remind everyone that we still would like to hear from the executive director on a basic report before we adjourn. At the very least, without regard to the other items on the agenda. So may I just ask now, is after McFadden and Teresa, is there anyone else who would like to have the stack on any of these questions? Thank you. I appreciate that.
Question?
Who's that?
R. Paul.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
If you're making a motion to extend, are you making a motion to extend the agenda item or the meeting?
Right now, I just want to extend the agenda item for.
Okay.
Let's give it 10 minutes. We may not use all of that, but we have two people on the stack. I'd like to hear the executive director on this budget and the question of the deficit, and then we need to vote on it, whether we're going to recommend it to the PNB. So let's give it 10 minutes for now. Thank you, R. Paul. For anybody who doesn't know, R. Paul is our secretary, so he needs to keep track of these things. So I'm moving to extend for 10 minutes. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for 10. I have it at 9:56. So that will be 10:06 Eastern. McFadden, go ahead.
Thank you. First, thanks, Jim, for putting this together. I'm going to try to ask a bunch of quick questions. Hopefully they don't go on, because I'm just starting to look at this. I assume that columns F through Q are for fiscal year 2022. Is that correct?
F through Q. Yes.
Okay, because it says 23 above that, I was just like confused.
Oh, yeah, no, that's looking, the whole header, the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, the header problem, yeah, I thought so. And then it looks like from 2 years ago to which is column C for revenue, up into C8, and the revenue drop in S8 is about a $350,000 drop in that 1 year, which is, you know, a big chunk of the problems that we've had.
Right.
Correct. And then columns T through Y are the actuals for fiscal year 23. Is that correct?
T through Y. P through
That's
Y.
That's October to March. That's the first.
September of 22. T.
Yeah,
oh,
but this is fiscal year. This is the first half of the fiscal year of 23,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you said T. I thought you said P. T is in Tommy?
Tom, yes.
Yeah, T through Z.
Why?
Is T. I first started making this based
on the March financials,
which we have then. And then we got April, so I just plopped that in there in AB.
Okay. Got it. I'm understanding. And then... What I just, the other question that that kind of just was raised, because I know that personnel costs have been cut to the bone, but I'm still curious. So line number 21, personnel costs, we still have are running around $70,000 a month in personnel costs, and just what does that entail? Who's getting paid since we're not paying hosts? Is it just take $70,000 to keep all the boards going, and you know, what is those $70,000 for?
Oh, well, we have membership, we have an engineer, we have technical people, we have board ops. The board ops are in consultants right now.
So how many FTEs is that?
I don't know. I don't have that number. Maybe Michael does. I don't know.
There's a dozen people. It might be 9 FTEs. There's several part-time board ops, and the chief engineer is also part-time. So, we have membership, the music director, the engineer. I think two of the board ops are on staff and have other responsibilities in addition, like IT and so on. So...
Okay, that's good. I just wanted to get a sense that, you know, that of how many staff are needed to keep all the wheels turning.
As I say, said earlier, I think it will actually show a further decline through the end of this fiscal year and definitely into the next one.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, McFadden. Teresa.
I have three quick questions also. I'm looking here and I see where 2 years ago website income was $336,000.
Yeah, let me answer that. Ignore that. I mean, this was something that the business manager kind of pulled out of whole cloth. Neither Netta or I or even Michael, we could determine where it came from. So, you know, in terms of revenue, you know, it basically combined them for the revenue. So that would be like $1.3 million for 2 years ago.
Okay, so, but now it lists nothing as website income,
right? It's all listener support.
Okay.
I mean, there was just no way to pull that out. So it's just all goes in listener support. At some point, maybe we will, but we have bigger problems than that.
Okay. Well, I just what came to my mind was that. I assume that if you go to the website, you still have ways for people to give, and it does. And if it's done cleverly or well, then it'll generate more. And I know we have a lot of people that go on Facebook and say, it's my in honor of my birthday, give money to KPFT. And I don't know whether you have anybody doing that now, but that might be worth more than their part-time salary if you have someone that's good. I just thought I'd mention that. I see nothing listed as corporate match. Can you give me any ideas to whether you've had more corporate matches lately, or is it really zero?
As far as I can tell, yes. We've never really been able to do that. I don't know why, but it's never been a thing here.
Okay. Well, you might want to ask Markeisha about that.
That would be something Michael Novick would have to ask.
Or that'd be a question when you take a pledge. That's a question you might ask. Does your employer match? And get that information. Okay. And the third thing is grants. So you are listing like no grants, but even at Houston, and we have some individuals that say, you know, if you do an environmental show, I'll give you $10,000, or you know, I'll give you certain amount of money. It's just a local thing. It's more like a patron of the station or something, but you don't list any. Is there anybody that's kind of sniffing around looking for those kind of things?
What we've done instead is do sponsorship underwriting for primarily musical events. Like we are a media sponsor for like UCLA concerts, Hollywood Bowl, and they get banner ads and, you know, on-air promos. Right, Michael?
Yeah, so as we say that about website income, too, because part of the deal with the that sort of media sponsorship for the station where we are a media sponsor and they actually put money in from, like, the UCLA Performing Arts.
But where is that in the budget?
On line 13, we had... almost, you know, like $18,000 in the first half of the year.
Okay. All right. I'm looking for that. I'm not quite seeing it. I'll keep looking. Thank you very much.
It's highlighted in yellow in column B as sponsorship underwriting. You see that, Teresa? And then if you follow it across.
Column B
as in boy, you'll see it's highlighted in yellow, sponsorships underwriting, and then in column.
Line 13.
I highlighted
it because it had been going into grant income, and we decided that it was misplaced as grant income. So I moved it into sponsorship underwriting so people would notice it if they're comparing it to the consolidated finance.
And then I go to line Z as in zebra, and I see the 18,000.
Right.
Yes.
Since last October or since January?
That's for the first half of the year, from October to March.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay.
The DNA has moved from grants.
Right.
I have one last quick question for anybody who might be able to answer it. As I recall, in the past when we were in Fund Drive at KPFK, there was a number floating around that are some numbers rather that the cost of operating the station was about $8,000 a day, and we were averaging when in Fund Drive, as opposed to, you know, every other month when we're not in Fund Drive, we were raising about $3,000 a day. Is that, are those numbers still in that ballpark, if you know?
I don't
know.
I can do the arithmetic on, I can take out my calculator and see what it is per day, but basically we're at about $4,000 per day. And I personally believe August is going to be a lot lower. So
what I've been telling people is it's about $20,000 a week. That's a little over $1 million a year. And so that's not even $4,000 a day if you say 7 days a week. So, no, the problem is that, you know, if you raise anywhere between $110,000 and $150,000 in the month of a fund drive, which we've been doing, but then we have to find some other fundraising in the month that we're not in fund drive to close the gap for the rest of that month. And we just barely been doing it by the skin of our teeth, basically. We have some off-air events. We have, you know, we do have some sustainers who want increases. I'll just say one last thing. We have 20,000 subscribers to a newsletter, the, you know, the station dispatch that goes out, and you know, only about between 5,000 and 6,000 members who are actually dues-paying members. If we can get everybody, you know, the lapsed people or the ones who are interested enough to still get the newsletter, you know, to become subscribers, we'd be in a lot different picture financially. And there is an appeal basically every week in the dispatch to become a sustainer. I can't tell you exactly what results that has, but about between 25 and 30% of people get it, open it, and then some of them actually click through to, you know, respond to the appeals.
Thank you, Michael. At this time, I'm going to just take a little liberty with our timing here. We're at time for this item, but I want to ask Stephanie if she would chime in. I heard your name mentioned as being involved in creating this budget and at least reviewing it. Stephanie, are you, despite the fact that this is a deficit budget, are you okay with this budget? Would you suggest that we recommend this to the PNB for their approval? Where do you stand on this?
Yes, I recommend it. I recommend that it be approved. Then at least we kind of have a base so we can move forward and try to put together at least a closer projected budget for the next fiscal year.
Got it. And then we'll try to monitor it as we go along. That's the plan. All right. Well, thank you for that, Stephanie. So now I think we need to have a motion, which I guess I will make.
Can I say something, Kim?
Well, go ahead, Kim, yes.
Well, I personally do not recommend using the word approve. I mean, Civica has a policy of not approving deficit budgets. This is basically an informational budget. This is our best estimate of the revenue and the expenses, but we can't. I mean, we approved that we reviewed it, and we, you know, have reviewed it, and we acknowledge that it's a deficit budget. But what's the point of approving a deficit budget?
Well, what I'm, you know, we don't approve it or disapprove it. What we have to do is make, you know, what our goal is to make a recommendation to the PNB for what they should do. And I just wonder, you say Pacifica has a policy of not accepting deficit budgets, and I guess the world has a policy of that. But is that written down somewhere? I know, you know, nobody wants to have deficit budgets. But when you say it's a policy, what exactly do you mean?
Who knows? I mean, it's always been stated as a policy. It's certainly been my policy. I mean, my wording of you know, with the budget that I sent to you from the Finance Committee and the LSB is the wording that I recommend. We're just giving this to you as an FYI. I mean, for
your
information,
projections
for the rest of the year.
So do you want to suggest some language for a motion to move this on to the PNB?
Well, let me look at one of your emails from today where you had up my language. Okay, motion from Finance Committee, motion from LSB. Okay, so I'm transposing it. The MFC has reviewed the KPFK 2023 April-September budget. It reflects a reasonable estimate of revenue and expenses. It is a deficit budget. We believe the personnel costs will decrease in the coming months. The building sale is an unknown. We send this budget to the National Finance Committee for their review. So I would just, you know, we send this budget to the PNB for their review.
Okay, I would take out the language of the building sale is an unknown, because I don't think that's going to necessarily affect this budget.
No, but it is an unknown, you know.
Right, but it doesn't affect the budget. It's not a budget item. It's not in the budget. It just doesn't, you know, it's not part of the budget. Okay, I'm going to suggest that we take that language out. If anybody wants to leave it in, then we can debate that. But I guess, our Paul, we should probably, now that it's 10:12, I'm going to ask that we extend the time of this meeting to 10:30 Eastern so that we can hash this out about how we're going to pass this on to the PNB if we decide to do that, and also get in some of the executive director's report. So I'm going to move that we extend the time of this meeting to 10:30, and we extend the time of this item for another 5 minutes.
Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Point of order, a motion to extend cannot be debated.
Oh, okay. Thank you, R. Paul. Beth, do you have an inquiry?
I didn't mean to be challenging this. The motion to extend.
It can't be debated, but you can make an inquiry if you wanted to, I think.
No, it wasn't about that. I thought we were going on with the meeting. I thought we were.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So,
I'm
moving to extend time for the meeting to 10:30 and extending time for this item for another 5 minutes. Is there any, it's not debatable, so we just go to a vote. R. Paul? Oh, well, no. Is there any objection?
Is there any opposition?
Yeah, I just asked that. Okay. Hearing no objection, we'll go for another five on this item until 10:30 on the meeting. So,
Jim, I sent you, I reworded it and I just sent it to the listserv.
Okay, I'm going to ask R. Paul if he can read the language and see if he has any other suggestions on the language from his notes as the secretary.
Beth is still speaking to stack. Thank you.
Go ahead, Beth, while everybody looks at the language. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think that it's necessary to, I think that the PNB, at some point, it's necessary for Pacifica to approve agendas and not simply receive them, because those decisions, but the organizations aren't supposed to be spending money that hasn't been approved by the board. Otherwise, we just leave people to their own devices and just kind of accept the information as it's handed us our way. But that's, we're supposed to be, you know, providing guidance and approval, and if this isn't what we want, then we need to send it back for further work. I'm not suggesting that we do that. I recognize that it's a deficit budget. I don't think we have any other choice in this situation, and to
that doesn't mean we get to pass the buck on having the necessity to approve a budget, because really staff should not be making expenditures that aren't approved by government. Thank you.
Your point, Beth. In fact, we don't approve or disapprove the budget. The PNB does. So we're just we pass it on to the PNB with a recommendation.
Understood.
So I guess the question is, are we recommending that they adopt it, or that they are we just passing it on without a recommendation?
This is Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I just want to point out that you're talking about really about a little over 2 months remaining in the current fiscal year. It's almost a misnomer to call this a budget, really, because it's a projection that will very quickly be ratified or invalidated by the financials, the next set of financials you get. So I wouldn't think about it much longer. I did want to point out one other thing which didn't come up. But KPFK is in line for a $400,000 bequest that is tied up in probate court, and Arthur and some other attorney are representing us there. So people should just be aware of that in the bigger financial picture.
Do we have, I know that in these matters, we don't usually have a timeline, but do we have any idea of how close that is?
Maybe
Michael?
Stephanie can.
This is Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
It'll be held up in court for at least a year.
I see. That's frequently what happens, unfortunately. And I heard someone else asking for the stack. Apparently not. So, Arpal, can you read
Teresa
back whatever? Okay. Go ahead, Teresa, quickly, please.
I would like to move that we pass the motion that Kim Kaufman, the treasurer, has sent. I would not be opposed to saying any revenue from a building sale is an unknown. And I think we can send it to the PNB for review. And I think that as chair, Jim or another member of the finance committee could suggest to the PNB, or could propose at the PNB meeting the wording for approval of this. But I too am opposed to passing deficit budgets. So I think that what Kim has suggested is reasonable.
Okay, I'm going to ask our Paul to read the language that Kim provided.
All right, I'm carrying this as Kim is making this following motion. The NFC has reviewed the KPFK 2023 April-September budget. It reflects a reasonable estimate of revenue and expenses. It is a deficit budget. We believe the personnel costs will decrease in the coming months. We send the budget to the PNB for their review.
I'll put my name on that. If
you all right.
Say it comes from me.
I think we already said it came from Kim, and she's a member of this committee, so I think that's appropriate. Kim, you made the motion, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I'll take credit for it.
Yeah.
Wait, I will not vote to approve this. So there you go. I mean, and I'll tell you why. Because I remember Lawrence Reyes, like, a year ago, may he rest in peace, screaming at me at the LSB, why is the NFC sending us the PNB deficit budget? You know, and I could not respond, hey, I didn't vote for any of those deficit budgets, and I wouldn't have, but yeah, I'm not voting for a deficit budget. So I think if the PNB wants to approve it, that's up to them, but you know, this is an informational budget.
Okay, I think we have that point.
Yeah.
So, Arpal has read the motion.
And
so, Arpal, and well, we don't need a second in committee, but thank you, Teresa. So, Arpal, is there any further discussion? Let me ask if there's any further discussion. Hearing none. R. Paul, can you take a vote, please?
Okay, so there's going to be opposition. Is that it?
Yes.
Sounds like it, yes.
Okay, let me put this in there so that we know.
I don't know. Ask.
Voting on, and put the time in there. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Sharon Adams. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
I'll pass for the moment.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt. Julie Hewitt. Going on. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. James McFadden.
Abstain.
Sean Kelly McPherson. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Okay, going back, Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Abstain, thank you.
I can't hear you.
I abstain.
Abstain, okay. And is Julie Hewitt here? Sean Kelly McPherson here? Okay. 5-4-0 against, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. So we are... Hello?
Thank you, everyone, for suffering through this.
And thank you, Kim, and thank you, Michael. You're both... Well, Kim, you have to stay. You're part of the committee. Michael, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you want. Thank you very much for your time and all the work you're doing at KPFK. We appreciate it, honestly.
Thanks. All right, take care. I'm probably going to go off. I'd like to have some dinner.
Understood. Understood. So that brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is the executive director's report. Stephanie, do you still have it in you?
I do, and it will be short. I know on the agenda we have reviewing the consolidated financials for period ending in April, but the consolidated financials for period ending in May have been completed, and I was planning on sending those out tomorrow for review. So I don't know if you want to take the time to look at April when we have May coming out in less than 24 hours.
Well, we already had time to look at April. We got them in short notice, you know, on the day of the meeting. So I just wanted to put it there in case anybody had questions, but that's fine.
Okay. So everybody can be expecting new consolidated financials tomorrow. In general, we have been strongly encouraging the stations over the last week and then pretty heavily during it's only Tuesday, so I guess the last 2 days, encouraging the stations to make whatever payments they can toward their central services because we are facing a payroll deficit for this pay period. We have the second National Election Supervisor payment that is due in a couple of days. We have the first payment to Simply Voting for the elections that is due in a couple of days. And we have very large employee health care payments that need to be made by the 30th as well. So we have been having meetings, phone calls, texting back and forth with the general managers just to see what people have in their accounts and if they would be willing to make a payment toward their central services and possibly a little bit extra so we can help cover some of those existing payments that are pending and that are due, so we don't have to roll out a significant reduction in non-union employee salaries and then face the penalty for not making health care payments. So we have a few stations that are stepping up and checking their books to see if they are able to make some of those payments. So that's kind of where we stand here. Does anybody have any questions?
No, Stephanie, I'm sorry, I was muted. I was speaking, but you weren't hearing me. I'm sure it's fine. I was asking if notices are going out to employees about health care yet, or when we expect
notices
that if they
will. Notices will be going out to the official notices will be going out to the employees by the insurance companies within the next 24 hours. And I have reached out to our legal counsel also just for advice on legally what is, you know, what is the best way and the legal way for Pacifica to let the employees know that there will be pay reductions and loss of health insurance. So I am just awaiting direction from our legal counsel.
Thank you. Any other questions?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. The IP ending in May will get, but the one that goes to April 30th, can we release that then?
I would say yes. We've reviewed it.
Okay.
I've had it on the agenda three times, and nobody's had any questions. So, yeah, I think we're done.
Okay,
with
so we can release that now. Thank you.
I have a question, Chair.
Go ahead, Kamau.
On that, kind of following that line of questioning, did we actually go through the process that Stephanie, you laid out where there's a draft submitted here? We wait on you to send it back to the general managers for review. And then once they've kind of signed off, it then is okay for release, essentially, once we're kind of done reviewing it again here. Did the GMs get to review it after Markeisha was able to put it together?
I send the consolidated financials to the general managers first, because if something is held up for any sort of reason with committee meetings going over or canceled, if nothing had been sent to the general managers, for example, for April, and the committee hasn't really technically taken a close look at it, nor has it gone to the PNB for review, then the general manager still would not have seen the April financials. So as soon as I get them, they get sent the consolidated financials for all the divisions.
Stephanie, I think
mm-hmm.
that's a little bit of a, I'm not sure it is, but it might be a misunderstanding of the policy. The policy is once the financials are available, they go to the NFC, the officers of the PNB, the managers of the units, and, you know, we generally throw in you because when we had NETA, they would go to the executive director as well. But they would go to all those people when they're available. So the general managers, the NFC, the officers of the PNB all get them at the same time. And then we don't – so, you know, you don't have to hold them from others and not and then give them to the GMs. You give them to everybody at the same time, but you don't release them to the public. Or to Teresa, can you mute, please? We don't release them to the public or, you know, through the treasurers to the finance committees until the NFC has reviewed it and made sure, you know, from the GMs that there are no major mistakes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's what I do. Then I must have misunderstood the
good.
Question that I was just asked, because when it gets when
good,
I
good,
say
good.
Sent out, it gets sent out to the general managers and the division directors at the same time that it gets sent out
yes.
to the National Finance Committee and to the PNB directors.
Good, good, good. Yes,
I
yes,
thought
yes.
the question that was
Thank
asked
you.
Was that they get sent out to the general managers after they're reviewed by the National Finance Committee and the board. But I, even if that was the case, that's not what I do because the general managers need to see them.
I may have misunderstood the question myself, and so as long as that's what we're doing, that's all good. Thank you.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I would just like to ask
that Stephanie put a disclaimer when she sends them out to the aforementioned little group, you know, including the GMs, that they are not to be distributed further than that group, because my understanding is KPFK's IGM did send them out to some people. And
Kim, we don't need to mention names in this regard, but we take your point.
Yeah. And secondly, the list of expenses that the national office is facing in the next week or so is exactly why I do not want to approve a deficit budget. I mean, to have the largest transmitter west of the Mississippi and, you know, get like 30 donations a day is just basically, I understand all the hardships, all the problems, but it's not something I can, you know, say, yeah, we approve this. It's okay. It's inadequate, no matter how much you want to spend it, you know. So that's my
problem. I think we all understand that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, these expenses that are coming up is very scary. I mean, they're like have to pay expenses.
As I said, I think we all get that. Yeah, I agree. I understand.
Paul for Stack?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, I have a very fast question. How's the audit doing?
We don't have the money to begin the audit, so the audit is not happening right now.
Okay, thank you, Paul. We are now actually at time, so if people have more questions for Stephanie, we're going to need to extend time. Does anyone have a motion to extend?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, well, right now I'm asking for a motion to extend, but I don't hear one, so we don't need a motion to. Oh, so move to extend, Beth?
Yes.
For how long?
How much time do you want?
Well, I don't necessarily want any time. I was asking for a motion.
10
well, in case anybody has other questions for
point
Stephanie.
Of information. Oh.
Hold on, Teresa. So, Beth, does that change your mind? Or?
10 minutes.
Okay.
You want to propose something else?
No, I was going to propose that we are past our adjournment time, and I was going to announce that we're adjourned, but I was holding open in case people had other questions and wanted to ask Stephanie, I would entertain a motion to extend.
Then I withdraw my motion.
Okay, understood. And Teresa, were you asking for the sec?
I was just going to say, don't we need the reason why we would extend in order to extend? So I'm ready to adjourn.
Yeah. Okay, so not hearing any motion to extend, I'm just going to announce that we are adjourned because we are at our time certain or past our time certain.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes,
thank you. Good night. Thank you, Kim, for your work. Thank you, R. Paul, for your work as secretary. Thank you, Fred. Good night, all.